AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An effort by Democrats to codify federal abortion access fails in the Senate. Ed Donahue has this.
It was an almost party-line vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51.
Which means?
The motion is not agreed to.
Well, I am angry. And I'm disappointed.
Washington Democrat Patty Murray says Senate Republicans will not override women's voices.
They may have spoken out today. They may feel they've won today. But women of America, it's time for us to stand up and fight, and that is exactly what we're going to do.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says this goes way beyond the status quo.
It's the Abortion on Demand Act, without restrictions. Without limitations.
Few Republican senators spoke in favor of ending abortion access, but they embraced the filibuster to block the bill from advancing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democrats say the vote shows which senators oppose keeping abortion legal ahead of the coming midterm elections. President Biden in Illinois today met first with farmers, calling on them to increase production to cover for Ukraine's crop losses in the Russian invasion and to drive down rising food prices in the U.S. and elsewhere. Biden also announced a $500 million effort to increase fertilizer production.
It's so desperately needed. We can't take chances. It's critical to get this done.
Later in Chicago, in a speech to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union, Biden talked about the $1 trillion infrastructure bill and warned of cuts to social programs.
Republicans in Congress want to put Medicare's very existence up for a vote every 5 years. Same with Social Security and Medicaid.
An attorney says a nearly $1 billion tentative settlement has been reached in a class action lawsuit brought by families of victims and survivors of last June's condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida. 98 people were killed when the 12-story building collapsed. This is AP News. New York Mayor Eric Adams calls on the Biden administration to pull the federal firearms license of a Nevada company that sells parts and kits for ghost guns, firearms without serial numbers put together by the buyers.
The partnership we're building today is to revoke the federal firearms license of Polymer 80.
Adams says the company has violated federal gun laws requiring background checks of purchasers and serial numbers. New York police say thus far this year about 200 ghost guns have been seized, compared with 148 for all of 2020. Drivers are complaining about high gas prices, food prices have soared, and vacation costs like plane tickets and hotel rooms also rising. Yet people are finding time and money to gamble. March was the biggest month ever for U.S. casinos, raking in $5.3 billion from gamblers. They also had their best first quarter ever, $14.35 billion, just under last year's record-setting fourth quarter. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.